John, did Nostradamus predict all these bizarre weather happenings that were that are occurring all over the place?
Well, yes, and so have many other prophets, and from Isaiah, from Daniel, to American Indians, to there are just a plethora of visions about unheard of global famines, rising oceans. Oftentimes we kind of get into our own bias with the translation of such things. We think in our Hollywood sense of modern times that rising oceans means big tidal waves, but if you look at the different scriptures of different religions talking about the same thing, the oceans rising, they don't actually describe it as tidal waves or tsunamis, but just simply flooding, rising. And it's a similar thing with all the prophecies about a fire in the sky. And the sun's, Nostradamus' prophecies about a similar matter of the fire in the sky burning down crops and all that, and unheard of droughts. These are just basically have been mistranslated sometimes during the Cold War as being nuclear bombs. Perhaps that is a good translation in the end, but I think more and more the fire from the sky is an attempt by these different seers from different times to describe global warming.
Yeah, it may be. It may be. Ready for some calls?
Yes.
Off to the phones we go. Wild card line. Welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, this is Evan from Fullerton.
Sure, hi.
John, I have your book, The New Revelations, and it's a great, great book. I've always been fascinated with Nostradamus and prophecy in general. I wanted to see if you would elaborate a bit more on a concept that you were hinting at regarding end times and how it's possible that, you know, these prophecies from Nostradamus could be kind of self-fulfilled, or, you know, I want to touch on the idea that, because they're pretty, I mean, all this end-of-the-world stuff is pretty negative, and, you know, it's kind of freaky for most people to think that we're living in a time where, you know, it's the end of times. And I've tried to be more of a positive person myself, and I want to see if you would touch on the idea that if there was kind of a collective consciousness about, you know, the end times not being, you know, Armageddon, and possibly that we could, you know, change the end times to a more positive outlook, and how we could alter it by, you know, being positive and saying that this is, you know, it's not the end of the world.
Yes.
It's an idea, but it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be nuclear, you know, World War III. You know, we could change our future by just being, you know, positive.
Well, first thing is that anything that has a beginning has an ending.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that has an ending has a beginning. So it's a cycle. My take on a lot of the predictions, in fact, I wish to bring out more of the prophecies that are written by more rebellious prophets who do not follow the usual mainstream dogma of what the future end times are supposed to be like. I think it's the people on the fringe of the mainstream, which a number among them in the religious history, people like Jesus Christ and Buddha and others who only became mainstream after they were silenced, either by lifting to heaven or just simply not being here in the physical form. But when they were alive, they were considered cult gurus and rebels and people of disrepute and disrespect in a religious level, so much so that we crucified Jesus, we poisoned Socrates, we stabbed Zarathustra, and we seem to always do this to our great catalysts of great religious jumps. Now, taking that to a wider, more universal sense, the end time prophecies could very well be nothing more than the end of things as we know them. We are reaching a critical mass in many levels of human development. Some people call this century the last chance century for humans to evolve. I think I would call it the first chance century for evolution, because we haven't needed to evolve until now. Now that we've come to this critical mass of being a global society, we're running out of resources the way we're using them in the old way. we have to adapt and recreate the human race. And there are a lot of prophecies, which if you've read my books, allude to that. Books like Millennium Book of Prophecy, Messiahs, and there's a few others that I'm in the process of putting together, which will even more clearly present to you the prophecies of the new humanity that is supposed to emerge in the 21st century out of the crisis of evolution that we're just entering.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the 21st century, you will see this immaturity of humanity come to an end. You will see the immaturity of its religions come to an end. And
are you talking about a one-world religion?
No. No. It's more like as many religions as there are human beings. Everybody becomes a temple of God, of their idea of God or the goddess or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
does that fall into the category of that we are all God, and you know we are trying to get back to the one?
Well, it's that, and also there's this poem of mine that I wrote many years ago that paraphrased is, there once was a day when the gods, goddesses, decided to play a game. They tried to play the game of forgetting that they were gods and goddesses, see how that would be. And when by playing the game, they not only forgot they were god and goddesses, but they forgot they were playing a game. And ever since, the gods and goddesses have been trying to turn their animals into gods, natural events into gods, phenomenon they don't understand into gods. They try to personify big daddies and big mommies in space that bring their only begotten sons to save them. And in this whole process, the reality is they're chasing after shadows of their lost innocence, their lost godhood. And that may very well be what is coming for the future. And I'm going to provide detailed examinations of this. I'm having a little difficulty with some publishers to get this out because this is like Brian Wilson trying to get Smile out, you know. it's way ahead of the times, but I do feel, and I will say it for the record now, that this work is visionary, and it's, I think, the right interpretation of what's going to happen. And history will prove it right.
John, is there any word in Nostradamus' prophecies about viruses being unleashed on people or anything like that?
Well, plagues for sure. The man-made plagues is supposed to be a plague that covers the entire northern hemisphere at a time when there is a thing called Samaroberin flying 240 leagues above the Earth. This, by the way, in Nostradamus' mileage of the 16th century is about the position where the space station Alpha is orbiting. And Samaroberin, to make a long discourse short in the semantics of Nostradamus, is a play on a Latin name for seed pod that actually looks like an elm seed pod or something like that. It's with big wings, big straight wings. That could be a 16th century man trying to describe a huge space station with solar panels. And he talks about this when this will all be happening, these people live exempt from politics, free from, liberated from what's going on down in the world with this great hemispheric plague. Now, that there are also descriptions. Hopefully what that prophecy may be about is that they find through zero-G gravity investigations a cure for this problem. It also, there are also many prophecies about a blood plague